Guys, someone asked those questions. Any questions? No? All right. Well, I have two. So first one, all right, and we'll talk about this for a bit. So we see this situation where God has healed these two blind men. Now, it's very convenient that I've talked about a spiritual blindness, and I certainly think that's the case of what we talked about. So why doesn't God heal every disease that we have? Why doesn't he heal actual blindness today? And sometimes he does, but why does he not heal all our problems? Anyone have any thoughts? Does it not seem a bit sort of, again, nice to make it about a spiritual blindness, but what about actual blindness? What about people who can't walk? What about those sort of things? Like, doesn't that feel a bit sort of, hang on, why doesn't God do that? Do you want to, yeah, Gab? I know some people who are still blind and are still in wheelchairs, but okay.
Nobody's blind in heaven.
Okay.
And through Jesus and his sacrifice, we can all go to heaven. Without his sacrifice, then none of us can go to heaven. And there is no disease, no blindness, no suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a really good point that, you know, what we see in the work that Jesus done, while Jesus was here on earth, he did, you know, cure some diseases, a few here, a few there, but what he did with bringing Jesus was cure the lot. As Gav just pointed out, everything has been cured, all right? As you see these men, right, they said, Lord, so they acknowledged him as Lord, and they said, Lord, would you open our eyes? So these were men that believed that this was their God, and so they were healed. All right, and that promise is made to anyone that believes, anyone that says, Lord, you know, and believes that, you know, Jesus is God's Son and that he rose from the dead. When it comes time to heaven, you'll be there in heaven and you will have a perfect body. Your diseases will be healed. All those things will be gone.
Hello?
Yep. So sometimes God can use our physical suffering to heal our spiritual suffering. I think we see a case here where mentioned that you can't understand compassion without pain. So I think there are times that God can use physical suffering to allow us to show compassion. All right, so we can actually understand what compassion looks like and why we should be compassionate. And again, just that situation, if you see someone helpless and you think, wow, there's nothing they can do unless I show compassion, what we should see from that is go, oh, that's kind of like me, where there's nothing I can do to get myself to heaven, but God just came and showed compassion. All right, one of the ideas of compassion is, if you've ever been on the receiving end of compassion, you'll know that it's not a matter of, oh yeah, can you just help me out and I'll pay you back? So that's not compassion. Compassion is, there's nothing I can do. I can't repay you. Please help. All right? And someone helps in compassion. And I think that's, when we're on that side, we can start to see a bit, wow, look at what God has done for us. And we just didn't do anything. Second question for you. Kind of rolls off from this one. If God is in control of everything, isn't compassion a little bit fake? When, I guess, all the suffering he's in charge of, he knows what's happened, or he's ordained it, right? He's predestined it. So isn't compassion then a little bit kind of fake or put on because God's in charge of everything? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yep. Other thoughts?
Man causes his own suffering.
Yep. Sometimes we see things like tsunamis and earthquakes, though, and sometimes that can be, well, who caused that? So I asked Luke's opinion on this morning, and he had a really good point that I hadn't thought of at all. He said that the only fact that we can even see this suffering and understand that it needs compassion is because we're made in the image of God, right? That we have this capacity to see that something's not right there, right? And yes, as was pointed out, that not rightness has come from our disobedience with God. Our, you know, we see in I can't remember the exact passage where it talks about that the whole world is groaning, you know, under this weight of sin, waiting to be redeemed, waiting for the sons of God or the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. And so we see this case where the whole world is just disintegrating around us, and that's where we see these natural disasters, things like that, suffering as a result of people sinning against each other. And the fact that we can even recognize that that's suffering is because we were made in the image of God, and we, I guess, can see that that needs compassion. And I think we see, Luke also pointed out to me, that we see so many times that Jesus has compassion. We see him weep. We see him have compassion. And we see that God, you know, and as people made in his image, that even though these situations are caused by sin, and yes, he may ordain them, but we get to see compassion. We get to show compassion. We get to love and forgive each other despite our sin. Does anyone want to add anything to that question, or ask any further questions on any of that? So I think it's important to tackle those things. I'll wrap up here in a second. I think it's important to tackle those things because, you know, God loves to be questioned in a respectful way, but he's not afraid of our questions because he's God. He created the universe, right? And so some of these tough questions, it's important for us to ask. If we just think of them and don't ask them and just think, well, he can't be God because some question I have in my head. So if you have those sort of questions, ask them, right? God's not afraid of answering you, right? He's God, and he wants to engage with you. And I fully believe, I think of particularly when I wasn't a Christian, I had all these questions. Well, God can't be real because blah. Well, this can't be real because, you know, and when I started to think about it, and some wise people gave me some very simple responses often, all my arguments fell down very quickly just because if my knowledge couldn't answer something on the spot. But, you know, God is not afraid of the questions. You know, there's nothing I can ask God that he goes, oh, I was really hoping no one would notice that. You know, this is not going to happen. So feel free to ask those questions. It's really important to, because God, he does stand up to scrutiny, and it's worth it. So we might leave it there. Maybe that is some fuel for some discussions over dinner. So stick around and let's